The 13-0 undefeated Miners play in the 4A title game Friday at 11 a.m. at Rice-Eccles Stadium in Salt Lake City. Now one step away from a perfect season, KPCW sat down with head coach Josh Montzingo to discuss how the Miners got to this point in the season and how they can walk away with the state title. Coach Montzingo says the team is led by the entire senior class, noting the program teaches a horizontal leadership method.
We've made a real big point that you don't have to be a captain, you don't have to be an appointed leader, an anointed leader, so to speak, to lead. And our kids have really grabbed that. We have some guys that, while they're not captain, they're leading every single day, either on the field, in the hallways, you know, grabbing some guys outside of football just to hang out, and if somebody's down, making sure they're brought up. Our senior group in general, I mean, I could name every single name. They are incredible leaders, and they're not all verbal. A lot of them are by example.
Lining up across the field from the Miners in the championship game will be the Skyview Bobcats. Skyview has 12 wins on the year and one loss to Skyridge High School. Skyridge High School entered the 6A tournament ranked fourth in that division. Montzingo says keys to defeating Skyview will be stopping their star player, Mason Falslev.
Great receiver. They move him around, though. He'll play in the backfield. He can be a quarterback. They could pitch him the ball, and then he can throw it from there. So you got to kind of pay attention. But they have a good line. They have a really good quarterback that they've moved in since Falslev has moved out. And he's pretty accurate. He can also run. And then good offensive coordinator who's been there for a while. So I'll be honest with you. We got our hands full with that. It's assignment football, kind of like we are. I think it's like looking in a mirror at times.
Coach Montzingo says the message he's been sharing this week is the same as every other week. That is to be 1-0.
We're not going to look back and say, oh, look how many games we won, how great it was, you know, the semifinal. We kind of put the semifinal away. We celebrated for a day, put it away, and now it is on to the next week and being 1-0.
You can hear our full conversation with Coach Montzingo during KPCW's pregame show starting at 10:06 on Friday, ahead of the championship game kickoff at 11. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.